Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, the 6th of May 2020 is Unknown Magazine. Unknown, also known as Unknown Worlds, was an American pulp fantasy fiction magazine, published from 1939 to 1943 by Street and Smith, and edited by John W. Campbell. Unknown was a companion to Street and Smith's science fiction pulp, Astounding Science Fiction, which was also edited by Campbell at the time. Many authors and illustrators contributed to both magazines. The leading fantasy magazine in the 1930s was Weird Tales, which focused on shock and horror. Campbell wanted to publish a fantasy magazine with more finesse and humor than Weird Tales, and put his plans into action when Eric Frank Russell sent in the manuscript of his novel Sinister Barrier, about aliens who own the human race. Unknown's first issue appeared in March 1939. In addition to Sinister Barrier, it included H.L. Gold's Trouble with Water, a humorous fantasy about a New Yorker who meets a water gnome. Gold's story was the first of many in Unknown to combine commonplace reality with the fantastic. Campbell required his authors to avoid simplistic horror fiction and insisted that the fantasy elements in a story be developed logically. For example, Jack Williamson's Darker Than You Think describes a world in which there is a scientific explanation for the existence of werewolves. Similarly, L. Sprague de Camp and Fletcher Pratt's Harold Shea series, about a modern American who finds himself in the worlds of various mythologies, depicts a system of magic based on mathematical logic. Other notable stories included several well-received novels by L. Ron Hubbard and short stories such as Manly Wade Wellman's When It Was Moonlight and Fritz Leiber's Two Sword Adventure, the first in his Fafford and the Grey Mouser series. Unknown was forced to a bi-monthly schedule in 1941 by poor sales, and cancelled in 1943 when wartime paper shortages became so acute that Campbell had to choose between turning Astounding into a bi-monthly or ending Unknown. The magazine is generally regarded as the finest fantasy fiction magazine ever published, despite the fact that it was not commercially successful, and in the opinion of science fiction historian Mike Ashley, it was responsible for the creation of the modern fantasy publishing genre. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:31 UTC on Wednesday, the 6th of May 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Unknown Magazine. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.